Dear friends in Jesus Christ, this sermon is going to lay out a series where we're going to take a look at the feasts or the festivals that we find in the Old Testament. What I want you to see is that each and every one of them are connected to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me begin with a couple questions. First of all, how did Old Testament believers remain focused on the first coming of the Savior? They did so through their spirit and truth observance of the spring feasts, namely Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost. Second question, how did Old Testament believers remain focused on the second coming of the Savior? Well, in a very similar way, through their spirit and truth observance of the fall feasts, namely trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles. What do I mean by a spirit and truth observance? I mean observing in such a way that they were not merely going through the motions, they were not merely participating, but they were involved, they were thinking, they were doing so in connection with the truth of God's holy word. God calls us to do the very same as we gather for divine service, as we dig into his holy word, as we do all kinds of things in connection with God. He wants us to do so in spirit and in truth. In this overview of the seven feasts, then, I do the overview today with seven more sermons coming this year, one on each of the feasts. As New Testament believers, let's realize that our roots are in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament scriptures, which include the Old Testament feasts. So our study of the feasts will grow our understanding of the Old Testament scriptures. Our study will also grow our faith in Jesus as the promised Savior. In this first section today, I want to take a look at the feasts in general. First of all, let's draw a parallel between the Old Testament feasts and the New Testament church year. As the feasts formed the yearly structure for Old Testament believers, so the church year forms the yearly structure for New Testament believers. Now we go on to the beginning part of Leviticus chapter 23, because this particular chapter, it lays out all of the different feasts or festivals. In verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed feasts, the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies.'" Note that the feasts were appointed by the Lord. He called all who believed in him to distinguish his appointed times from the ordinary course of daily life. God wants us to do the same today. There are special times in the church year, and we should make sure that we are present, that we are thinking about them, that we are participating in them, but not that we are earning something by doing so. By gathering together in a spirit and truth manner, those gatherings are for our eternal benefit. It goes on in Leviticus 23 to say, "There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. It is a Sabbath to the Lord." So think about it now. There were some appointed feasts, but every week included a Sabbath, a day when the Jews desisted from work. Why? For the purpose of worship. The regular Sabbaths took place wherever the people lived. They didn't have to travel a long way. But when it came to the festivals, though, those took place at the tabernacle and then later at the temple. God wants us to know the importance of following a similar pattern even in our New Testament Christian lives. God calls us to recognize the most important days in the church year, and he also calls us on a weekly basis to gather together in order that we might receive God's word and the blessings of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. It goes on in verse 4 to say, "These are the Lord's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times." Now in chapter 23, we're not going to go over it today, but we will in the future because it goes on in the chapter and it explains many of the details of the seven feasts. You'll notice too with the feasts that they are grouped together like this. We have three that are together. We have one basically by itself in the middle, and then we have three more that are grouped together. Before we get into the spring feasts, let's think a little bit about the calendars and the differences we have between the calendar that we use and the Hebrew calendar. First of all, understand that our calendar is based on the sun, so every so many years we add one day in order to keep us right on track. With the Hebrew calendar, it is based not on the sun, but on the moon, and then seven times during every 19-year period, they add one whole month. They have to do that in order to keep on track in a proper way. You'll also notice as we proceed here that we have different names for our calendar months versus the months in the Hebrew calendar. Now let's go on and talk a little bit about the spring feasts. There are four of them. Again, they are named Passover, Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, and Pentecost. With the first three, they are three separate feasts, but yet they are very much together. In other words, they occur virtually at the same time. Before we go any further, let me ask an important question. Why don't New Testament believers celebrate these feasts? Think about it. God gave them, God appointed them, they were very important. So why were they important then, but they're not important today? Well, understand it like this. The feasts pointed ahead to Jesus, but now that he has come, we focus on him. Consider this passage in Colossians chapter 2. It says, "Do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ." So with the feasts and with other things, they were pointing ahead to Christ, but now that he has come, we focus on him, not on the shadow of what was pointing ahead to our coming Savior. Going on now to Passover, let me give you a brief summary of each of these feasts. First of all, with Passover, it began at sundown on Nisan 14. So Nisan is the first month in the Hebrew calendar. 14 would be the 14th day. Passover was a one-day feast which looked back to God's rescue from physical death through the slaying of the Passover lambs, and it pointed ahead to God's rescue from spiritual death through Jesus. Who is he? The Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. The next spring feast is Unleavened Bread. It began at sundown on Nisan 15. So the day after Passover begins Unleavened Bread. It was a seven-day feast, which took place, again, the day after Passover, and it looked back to God's rescue from physical slavery, and it also pointed ahead to God's rescue from spiritual slavery. How did God bring that about? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. The next festival is First Fruits, and that began at sundown on Nisan 16. Did you catch that? Passover on 14, unleavened bread on 15, beginning on 15, first fruits on 16, so 3 days in a row. With unleavened bread, though, keep in mind, that's a 7-day festival, so first fruits is taking place during the festival of unleavened bread. With first fruits, it looked back to God's temporal provision through the barley harvest, and it also pointed ahead to God's eternal provision through Jesus. What do I mean by that? With the barley harvest, God was providing food, but with looking to Jesus, well, think about what the Bible says about Jesus. It says that he is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So how does God provide for us in him? Well, since Jesus was raised from the dead, God will also raise us from the dead. With the fourth spring feast, it is called Pentecost. It's also called the Feast of Weeks, but it is separate from the other three. In other words, the first three take place over an 8-day period of time, while Pentecost takes place 50 days after Passover. It began at sundown on Sivan 6. Sivan is the third month of the Hebrew calendar. And think about the connection here with the church year now. With Pentecost in the Old Testament, they went from Passover to Pentecost 50 days. For us, we go from Easter to Pentecost 50 days. Very similar. Pentecost looked back to God's giving of the law, which brought death. Why was that true? Because no one could perfectly keep it, but it also pointed ahead to the gift of the Spirit who brings life. How does he bring life? He brings life by uniting us to our Lord Jesus Christ. Real quick here on the fall feasts. In the Old Testament, and even today, with the fall feasts, they are pointing ahead to the return, to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The three fall feasts are called Trumpets, Atonement, and Tabernacles, or Booths. The Feast of Trumpets, you might know it by the name Rosh Hashanah, and it began at sundown on Tishri 1. Tishri is the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar. Tishri 1, that is when they were celebrating in the civil Jewish New Year. Now, you might be confused because you heard about Nisan, and I said that was the first month in the Hebrew calendar, but yet, when it comes to Tishri, how can that be the Jewish New Year? God wants us to understand that Tishri is the civil Jewish New Year, while Nisan is the ecclesiastical Jewish New Year. Here's the connection I want you to remember most of all, though. When it comes to trumpets, when it comes to that feast, they would blow the shofar, in other words, the ram's horn, in celebration of the new year. When we think about Jesus' return, the Bible says that we're going to hear the trumpet call of God. That is what will announce Jesus' return. Can you see how they celebrated then? And that pointed ahead to Jesus' return. And then the second fall festival is the Day of Atonement, also thinking about the Hebrew words, Yom Kippur. It began on sundown on Tishri 10. So we're talking the same month here for Trumpets, Atonement, and Tabernacles. Trumpets on the first day, Atonement on the 10th day, and then Tabernacles from the 15th day to the 22nd day. As we think about the Day of Atonement, it was by far the most holy day of the year. Think about the theme on that day. It was a day to either receive God's forgiveness or to face his judgment. Now, think about the day when Jesus returns. What's going to happen? People are either going to receive God's forgiveness or they're going to face his judgment. And then finally, going ahead to Tabernacles or Booths, also thinking about the Hebrew word Sukkot, It began again on Tishri 15, continued through Tishri 22, so it was a longer festival. It celebrated the fall harvest. You might remember with first fruits celebrating the spring harvest, now with tabernacles celebrating the fall harvest, and it also pointed ahead to what we might call the final harvest. What do we mean by the final harvest? That is when all believers will be gathered together and will share in the joy of God's kingdom forevermore. In the weeks ahead, we're going to expand on these seven Old Testament feasts or festivals. I hope you join us because they will grow our faith in Jesus Christ. They will grow our knowledge and our confidence in God's holy word. Please join us.